The Bibles, please, to the book of John, the first chapter, your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1114. We'll be reading the first 12 verses. We'll read the verses responsively, and the 11th and 12th verses are the text verses for this evening's message. Shall we stand, please? All of us standing for the reading of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let's pray. And Father, it's a rather magical season of the year. We're thankful for the holiday. We're thankful for family get-togethers. We're thankful for those things which you provide us. We're thankful especially that Jesus came. Help us to give a lot of thought to the fact that he came. He came to pay the price of our sin. We thank thee for that. We thank you for the eternal Son of God. We pray that you'd bless now as we listen to the message. It's really easy for us to get our minds on the things of tomorrow, the things that are planned, and these things, as special as they may be, help us to keep our minds upon the preaching for this hour. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you'll listen to me carefully tonight. I know that your minds could be on 1,000 different things, and I know that you have activities planned both after the service tonight and then also tomorrow. But I ask you, please, for the next few moments to think with me as I try to lead you in your thinking. I read for you just two of the verses we read a while ago. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I want to speak tonight on the subject, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Our Heavenly Father, for these 41 years and 3 months, and 4 months nearly, I stood behind this same piece of wood. How many thousands of sermons I've preached and Bible studies I've taught, I don't even know. But all of these years we tried to tell about the Son of God and salvation through Him. And now tonight, help me as I speak, certainly on the eve of the day that we remember His incarnation, His coming to earth, His becoming flesh. Certainly, you'll want to help me. Now, dear Jesus, I'm going to speak about you tonight, and I pray you'll help me as I do. If somebody's going to speak about me and brag on me, I'd help them if I could. So help me as I brag on you for the next few moments, please. In Jesus' name, amen. He came to his own, and his own received him not. He came. That's good news. He came. Genesis 3:15 told us that he would come. Micah 5:2 told us where he would come, in the little town of Bethlehem. Daniel chapter 9 told us when he would come. And that's why the wise men were looking for him, for they were students of the Bible and knew exactly what year the Messiah would come. So Genesis 3:15 told us that he would come. Micah 5:2 told us where he would come. Daniel chapter 9 told us when he would come. Isaiah 7:14 told us how he would come. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, the Bible says, how he would come. Luke 19:10 tells us why he came. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Isaiah 7:14 tells us who would come. For it says he would be Emmanuel, which means God with us. So thank God he came. That's the best news you'll hear. He came. Jesus came. A lost race he came to save. A fallen people he came to lift. An unsaved folks he came to redeem. And so he came. Secondly, he came to his own. Listen carefully. The word own, he came to his own, is a neuter word, which means he came to his own things. And his own received him not. That is a human word, which means his own people. So what it says here, he came to his own things, and his own people received him not. Or, he came to his own creation, and his own creatures received him not. He came to his own home, and his own family received him not. He came to his own world, and its own inhabitants received him not. He came to his own house, and the tenants received him not. He came to his own city, and the citizens received him not. He came to his own synagogue, and the members received him not. He came to his own country, and the population received him not. He came to his own land, and the sharecroppers received him not. He came to his own inn, and the innkeeper received him not. He came to his own estate, and the caretaker received him not. He came to his own wealth, and the broker received him not. So everything that was made by him. He came to his own creation. He came to his own earth. He came to his own mountains. He came to his own valleys. He came to his own animals. He came to his own birds. He came to his own fish. He came to his own beast of the field. He came to his own flowers. He came to his own trees. He came to his own earth, and his own people received him not to that which he had made and which was his own. Picture for a moment that scene on that first Christmas morning. A couple come to a small hotel. I could not begin to tell you into how many hotels I've checked in the last half a century. Thousands and thousands of times I've walked up to the desk and said, my name is Jack Hiles. Do I have a reservation here? As I've spoken in all over this country and around the world of this wonderful, wonderful story of Christ. Well, so a couple came, go out to the registration desk of the local hotel there in Bethlehem. The Bible calls it an inn. And they came. And Joseph said, Mary here is expecting a baby and is about to deliver any moment. We'd like to have a room tonight. And the answer comes from the innkeeper, I'm sorry, but we have no room. But I'm sure, said Joseph, you don't understand. There's no place for, we don't know anybody here. We come all the way up in Galilee down here just to the tax, and we don't know anybody here. We have no place to stay. We don't have to have a suite. We don't have to have a nice room. Any room that you have is all we will need. And once again, the innkeeper said, I'm sorry, I told you, I tell you again, we have no space in the hotel tonight. But she's about to deliver, no doubt, says Joseph. Well, I'm sorry, says the innkeeper, but we have no place tonight. And this humble little couple retreat to the barn, if you please, and labor follows, and soon the birth of the Christ child. Nobody knew what was going on, but angels in heaven knew what was going on. And they sang the first Noel, the shepherds watching their flocks by night, announcing the coming of the Christ child. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the greatest day in the history of mankind. apart from Calvary itself. The Son has come. The Savior has come. The Redeemer has come. He came. That's so wonderful. He came. And to his own, the Bible says, and his own received him not. Wait a minute. In that little manger, something's going on that nobody knows on earth, but everybody knows in heaven. That little baby there. Do you know who that little baby is? Do you know who that child is in Bethlehem's manger? Hey, you folks up there having a big time in the hotel. Something going out back in the barn tonight in a little crib place in the barn, little manger back in the barn. There's something going on back there you ought to know about. You can go to heaven now. You don't have to go to hell. You can be redeemed from your sin. The Redeemer has come. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Do you know who this is? Do you know who it is? This is Emmanuel. In the manger there, this is the lily of the valley. This is the bright and morning star. This is the lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the way. This is the truth. This is the life. You know who that is in the manger there? This is the resurrection and the life. This is the living water. This is the bread of life. This is the Prince of Peace. That little baby out there in the barn that was rejected by the innkeeper and his mother there and his stepfather there. That little baby, you know who he is? He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That's the King of Glory. That's the Good Shepherd. That's the True Vine. That's the altogether lovely one. That's the High Priest, the Rock of Ages. The Son of Man, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, the Messiah of Israel, the Judge of the universe, in that little manger there. That's Genesis, promised seed. That's Exodus, Passover lamb. That's Leviticus, scapegoat. That's Numbers, brazen serpent. That's Deuteronomy's lawgiver. That's Joshua's prophet, priest, and king. That's the Judge of all the earth in that little manger there. In Judges, that's the kinsman redeemer of Ruth. And that's the anointer of kings of Samuel. And that's the King of Kings of kings. And that's the great historian of Chronicles, and that's the temple rebuilder of Ezra, and that's the wall rebuilder of Nehemiah, and that's the savior of the nation Israel, of Esther, and that's the friend, the sick, a closer than a brother of Job, and that's the song of the ages of the Psalms, and that's the truth of the Proverbs, and the great preacher of Ecclesiastes, and the song of the Song of Solomon, and the love of the Song of Solomon, and that's the wonderful counselor of mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace of Isaiah, and that's the weeping prophet of Jeremiah, and the street preacher of Lamentations, and that's the rebuilder of the millennial temple of Ezekiel, and the stone cut out without hands of Daniel, and the spurned but rejected and receiving lover of Hosea, and that's the one coming in Bethlehem in Micah chapter 5. You know who that is? That's the Lamb.
Wait a minute. The Lamb of God. I guess that's where a lamb is supposed to be born. In a manger. Lambs are not born in hotels. It is not incidental or accidental that Jesus Christ was born in a manger. For John stood on the banks of Jordan and shouted, "Behold the Lamb of God." He didn't say, "Behold the King." Kings go to hotels, lambs go to stables. "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." He came to his own, thank God. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Come with me, please, to another scene. A proud church, if you please, synagogue, church, we'll call it assembly, awaits its preacher boy's first sermon. A proud pastor comes to introduce this preacher boy, a hard-working young man. He's been a carpenter all his life, was reared in the carpenter's home, the humble home of Joseph and Mary. And all the synagogue admires him, for he's the outstanding student of the synagogue. This preacher boy awaits preaching his first sermon. A proud pastor introduces him. A proud mother smiles peacefully as she watches and waits for her preacher boy to bring his first sermon. A proud Sunday school teacher sit and thank God for the accomplishment that they have been able to make and the contribution that they've made. And a proud music director awaits the sweet hour. And proud classmates await the message of their classmate who's preaching his first sermon. And this first classmate stands and this preacher, young preacher boy, preaches from Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. And he has the audacity to say to his own home synagogue,
that this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your eyes. I am the Messiah. I am the one you've been looking for these 4,000 years. I am the Messiah. And in anger, they rise up against him, expel him from the synagogue, kick him headlong down the hill of precipitation, and in his hometown. And do you know who you kicked out of the synagogue? Do you know who it is that you just kicked down the hill and expelled from your city? Do you know who that is? That is none other than Emmanuel. That's the lily of the valley. That's the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's the way, the truth, and the life. That's the resurrection of life. That's the living water. That's the bread of life. That's the Prince of Peace. That's the King of Kings. That's the Lord of Lords. That's the King of Glory. That's the King of Israel. That's the Good Shepherd. That's the True Vine. That's the altogether lovely one. That's the High Priest, the Rock of Ages, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Creator of the universe, the Messiah of Israel, the Judge of the universe, the Mighty God, the Lamb of God. You know who that is? That's Genesis seed. That's Exodus Passover lamb. That's Leviticus scapegoat. That's Numbers brazen serpent right there. That's Deuteronomy's lawgiver. That's Joshua's prophet, priest, and king. That's the judge's judge of the universe. That's Ruth's kinsman redeemer. And that is Chronicles historian. And that is Samuel's anointed of kings and kings, king of kings. And that's Ezra, rebuilder of the temple, and Nehemiah, rebuilder of the wall. And that's Esther, savior of the nation of Israel. And that's Job's friend, the stick of toast to their brother. And that's the song of the ages. And that's the truth of Proverbs. And that's the preacher of Ecclesiastes. And the lover of the Song of Solomon. That is wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace of Isaiah, and the Weeping Prophet of Jeremiah, and the Street Preacher of Lamentations. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the rebuilder of the temple and the lineal temple of Ezekiel, and the stone cut out without hands of Daniel, and the one coming in Bethlehem of Judah of the minor prophets. Hey, that's Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. That's Redeemer, Savior, Lord, Prince of Peace, altogether lovely one, Lily of the Valley, bright and morning star. That's who it is. He came to his own, but his own received him not. Let me take you to another little scene, please. 5,000 men have just been fed. No doubt 20,000 women and children likewise have been fed by the gift of a little basket of loaves and fishes from a little boy. Enticed and encouraged by Andrew, the humble disciple, to give his lunch to Jesus. And brother, whatever you got, you give it to Jesus. He'll multiply it just like he did 2,000 years ago. The multitudes can still taste the loaves and fishes. He had been that one day both attacked and defended. That one day the Savior had been loved and he had been hated. That one day he had been doubted and had been trusted. That one day he had been convicted and he had been acquitted. That one day, it's late. It's time to go home. The crowd disperses. The rich go to their mansions. The poor go to their dwellings. Royalty goes to its palaces. Soldiers go to their barracks. Students go to their dormitories. Renters go to their quarters. The masses go to their homes. Birds fly to their nests. Foxes scamper to their holes, but wait, somebody is left. Somebody has no place to go. Look at him. He's putting his head on the stones and rocks of the Mount of Olives, and the foxes had their holes, and birds had their nests, and everybody went to their own houses. But he, Jesus, came to his own, and his own received him not, and he rests his head on the rocks and stones of Judea Mountain. Do you know who that is? Sleeping there with no roof over his head, no walls to protect him from the howling winds, and no roof to protect him from the imminent rains. You know who that is? With no comforts of home, while foxes are in their holes and birds in their nests and people in their homes and students in their dorms and soldiers in their barracks. You know who that is? That's Emmanuel. That's the light of the world. That's the leader of the valley. the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the way, the truth, the life, the resurrection, and the life. And that is, that's the living water, the bread of life, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that's the King of Glory, the Good Shepherd, the True Vine, the Lovely One, the High Priest, the Rock of Ages, Son of Man, Son of God, Creator of the Universe, Messiah of Israel, and the Judge of the Universe. Ladies and gentlemen, the saddest day in human history was when they received Him not. He came to His own, but His own received Him not. Hold on to your seat, for I have good news for you. That's not all the verse. That's not all the statement. He came to His own people. His own people received Him not. He came to His own creation. His own creation received Him not. He came to His own world. His own inhabitants received Him not. He came to His own house. His tenants received Him not. His own family, home, His family received Him not. His own inn, the innkeeper received Him not. But ladies and gentlemen, hear me carefully and lift up your voices and sing His praises. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Notice the words, as many. As many. That's Mary Magdalene with her seven demons. As many. That's Saul of Tarsus with his bloody hands. As many. That's Zacchaeus with his filthy lucre. As many. That's Matthew with his shady past. As many. That's Thomas with his doubting mind. As many. That's Nicodemus with his intellectual pride. As many. That's Calvary's thief with his sticky fingers. As many. That's Sychar's woman with her unholy skirt. As many. That's Bartimaeus with his blinded eyes. As many. That is the temple's publican with his sinful past. As many. That is Peter with his fishing net. As many. That's the Ethiopian eunuch with his treasured trust. As many. That's Bethesda's cripple with his withered legs. As many. That's the Philippian jailer with his fearful cry. As many. That's the persistent woman with the issue of blood. As many. That's Rahab with her bawdy house. As many. That's Naaman with his leprous skin. As many. That's Onesimus with his stolen goods. As many. That's the atheist with his skeptic's mind. As many. That's the addict with his deadly needle. As many. That's the drunkard with his bloodshot eyes. As many. That's the lesbian with her perverted ways. As many. That is you, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you are. He came to his own received Him not, but as many. If I receive Him, I have the power to become the sons of God. And tonight, if you're not His child, you can become a son of God tonight, for it says, as many has received Him. As many has received Him. Oh, listen carefully. Has received Him. Not it, Him. As many as received Him. Not as many as received communion, but received Him. Not as many as received baptism, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received absolution, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the sacraments, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the communion cup, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received church membership, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the Holy Eucharist, but as many as received Him. Not as many who received the last rites, but as many as received Him. Not as many who received confirmation, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received religion, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the catechism, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the poor and the needy, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the Pope, but as many as received Him. Not as many as received the priest, but as many as received Him. Not as many who received the rabbi, but as many who received Him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you walk the streets of gold, if you walk through gates of pearl, if you live in a land that's fairer than day, if you ever see the unclouded day, it'll be because there was a time and a place in your life where you stop to realize that you're a sinner lost and on your way to hell, and Jesus paid the penalty. Joy to the world! The Lord is come! And you said, I am receiving Him as my Savior. As many has received Him. his creation received him not. But if any creature receive him, to them gives he power to become a son of God. His home received him not. But if any family member personally receives him, to them he'll give the power to become the son of God. His house received him or received him not. But if any tenant receives him, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. His city did not receive him. But if any citizen of that city receives him, they have the power to become a son of God. His synagogue did not receive him. But if any member of that synagogue receives him, to them gives he power to become the son of God. The inn did not receive him. But if any lodger there receives him, he can have the power to become the son of God. His country did not receive him. But if any resident receives him, to them gives he power to become the son of God. His land did not receive him. But any farmer that receives him can become a son of God. His neighborhood did not receive him, but if any neighbor receives him, to him gives he power to become a son of God. America has not received him, and tonight America makes a mockery of Christmas night. Somebody tell America, the shopping, drinking, cocktail sipping, partying America, that Jesus came. And that's what it's all about. As many as received him. Can you take me to the spot where you received him? If I ask you tonight, or agreed to pay the expenses for travel, could you take me somewhere in this world where you could say that is the very spot where I settle this matter? If you cannot do so, then you make this spot right here the spot tonight where you receive him. Can you take me to a calendar and show me on the calendar when you received him? Can you show me where and tell me when you received him? If there is no when that you can tell about, then you look at your calendar tonight on December 24th, 8:08 p.m., Christmas Eve of 2000. You make this the when. So the next time somebody asks you, is there a where? Yes, you say, that's where it was. And is there a when? Yes, on December 24th, 2000, I received Christ as my Savior. Yes. Can you tell me the circumstances? Can you give a testimony? I could not help but think today as I was thinking about the message. Jesus was baptized in Jordan. John the Baptist came and said, behold, the Lamb of God. It was no doubt then that most of the disciples were saved. As they walked the aisle, there was one who walked the aisle with him, but did not really trust the Savior. He did not really know that he was a sinner altogether, and did not accept Jesus as the Lamb of God. His name was Judas Iscariot. And I'm sure the night when they read his name, Judas Iscariot is coming professing faith in Christ, or receiving Christ as Savior. Something on the inside of Judas Iscariot said, I need to settle this matter, but I don't want to embarrass myself. I'm a rather wealthy person. I'm a respected person, one of the most respected. Let me tell you something, brother. If you are the owner of Mayo Clinic, you've got to receive him or go to hell. If you can transfer millions of dollars from one account to another by your signature, you've got to receive him or go to hell. If you are the attorney that represented the now president-elect of the United States in the recent election, you've got to receive him or go to hell. God has no poor plan of salvation and rich plan of salvation. God has no illiterate plan of salvation and intellectual plan of salvation. Everybody comes the same way by receiving him. No doubt John placed his hand on the neck of Judas Iscariot. One hand on his arm and lowered him in the Jordan waters. Judas Iscariot got up and he thought, I'm not really saved. I'm fooling everybody. I did not trust him as my Savior. I did not do what I was supposed to do. I know that. I think I'll say it right now. Well, if I say it, I'll be the biggest fool of all. They'll find out my hypocrisy. I think I'd better just say nothing. John, for the sake of your eternity, speak up, my friend. Judas, speak up. Let the people know you're not saved. Don't let the fact that you sing in the choir send you to hell because you're too proud. Don't let the fact that you're on the deacon board send you to hell because you're too proud. Don't let the fact because you've been a member of the church for 40 years send you to hell. Speak up. If you're not saved, say it. Get saved. Don't take a chance. It's your never-dying soul at stake. He leaves. One day Jesus calls the 12. He chooses Peter and Andrew and James and John and Philip and Bartholomew and the other James and other so forth, and he calls out the name Judas. Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. He took them up to a mount and there instituted the first true Baptist church in Matthew chapter 10. I think that Jesus laid his hands on these men in an ordination-type service. When the hands of Jesus touched the head of Judas Iscariot, Judas Iscariot no doubt said, I'm a hypocrite. Everybody thinks I'm a good Christian. Everybody thinks I'm one of the best Christians in the whole world. I've been chosen as the 12 leading Christians in the whole nation. And if I'm not saved, they'll think I'm a fool. I can't admit it. I'm a respected man. I'm a man of some wealth. I'm a Christian leader. Oh, let me tell you something, my dear friends. Let me tell you, don't you take a chance on your soul going to hell. If you don't know that you know that you know that you know that you know that your name is written in heaven, run down these aisles and get on your knees and walk out and say, now I have a testimony. They had to elect a treasurer. Who's the most trustworthy of the 12? Why, immediately somebody said, I nominate Judas Iscariot. And unanimously, Judas Iscariot was voted to be the treasurer of the disciples. They handed him the money bag, the records to keep. No doubt when he reached out to take them, he said, I'm not even saved. It's time. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. And all the way, ladies and gentlemen, to the upper room, when they sat around the table and Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and all the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, and finally Judas Iscariot placed the kiss of betrayal upon the brow of our Savior and sealed his doom forever. And for 2,000 years, Judas Iscariot's been in hell. In hell! Not because he betrayed the Savior, but because he did not receive him. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, as received him, as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Would you bow your heads, please?